You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy. And as always, my hope is to bring you helpful content to assist you on your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And today's show is really all about, is your job harassing you into expansion? And I got this concept from listening to an Abraham Hicks YouTube about relationships that are harassing you into expansion. And I thought, man, this is just true in so many ways. And I remember for myself being in corporate when I was dealing with different personalities within that system that were so challenging for me to deal with. And I always say it this way, you know, those people that are really hard to love because they challenge you on every level. It is so easy to be good to and kind to people that are loving back to us, but I believe the biggest rub for us and the challenge is to find our center in the midst of the storm, and that storm can be in a boss, in a coworker, in anyone in business that say you have to answer to. And I know for me, it seemed like in the work that I was doing, I had about 30 bosses just because we had represented different lines from different companies. And these were major corporations. And these particular people that were called regional managers were my bosses, even though, and I also had the owner of the company that I worked with at the time that was my boss as well. And then there was a sales manager. So many layers of people that I was having to answer to. And some people were fabulous to answer to, like the owner of the company was great, the sales manager was great. But then some of the other people that I had to deal with within that system, extremely challenging. And what it really offered me was this awareness that there's got to be more. So the more I was around personalities that really rubbed me and challenged me, the more I started realizing I want something different in my life. I want something more than this. And this was a distinction that I really had to start to make, was I didn't want to leave to run away from something. I didn't want my energy to be, I've got to get away from this. I wanted it to be that I want to move into something more that I love. And I've said that before, I know, on this show and in the work that I do. It's really about our energy shift, and it's a subtle energy shift, but it's profound. So when you are around people in your work life that are harassing you into expansion, really what that means is these people are bringing up that place in you that is calling your attention so that you can attend to it. And by attending to it, then you can shift it. Because I've seen this myself and I've seen it with other people. When we're like, hey, my job sucks, this person sucks, I've got to get out of this, I've got to get away from it, I think you'll find that you could leave that job. It's no different than leaving any kind of relationship. And if the energy is, I've got to get away from this, you're just going to step into something that's similar and if not even more challenging to escalate your expansion process. So if you can make this simple shift in the current work you're doing right now, if you've got a boss that you're like, my God, he sucks, I can't stand him, or she sucks, I can't stand her, whatever that is and whoever that person is and whatever role they play, they are, in fact, our greatest teachers. And even though at times it's like, trust me, I've reared my head over that, God, I would rather they're not teaching me so much right now. I'd rather them just be out of my face. They really are the people in our lives that show us those places in us that we need to give attention to. So when you think about it this way, if you make just that little shift, so if it's just for today, and if you got to bring it down to just for the next hour, when I'm in the presence of this person that is so challenging for me, I'm going to pay attention during this time. I'm going to pay attention to me. I'm not going to abandon myself by putting all the attention on them. I'm just going to notice, okay, they're saying this thing. How is that making me feel inside about myself? And then to me, you have your roadmap on what to tap on so that you can lower the resistance around that. And as you start to do that, then you start to free up that space so that instead of, oh, I've got to get away from this, you can start moving towards something you love. And I know this is how it worked for me as I was making this transition that, you know, I would be on the phone with someone and I would be tapping because I was so frustrated in dealing with this person and having to answer to them in my corporate job. And I was just like, you know, half the time I was like, I'd love to just rip their lips off. But then I was like, I would tap and go, okay, what is there for me to learn here? And I would pay attention to my inner world. And that's what I knew I could tap on, that maybe I was feeling victimized, that I was feeling like I can't believe I have to answer to this Nimrod. I can't believe this person isn't as motivated as I am. I can't believe that I'm pushing so hard for this and they don't seem to care, yet they'll come back and turn around and come down on me because the numbers haven't been met or whatever. It was all the ways I trapped myself in it. And when I started to do this work and realize, okay, I just can attend to myself. I can't change a thing about them. Miraculously, I would get those glimpses of this person sort of changing right in front of my eyes. And I did notice that over time, instead of me wanting to run away from a job that I was sick of, that even though I was good at it and there were aspects of it I liked, but the truth is a lot of the times I really did feel like, God, I can't stand this. And I'd have those moments when I actually felt like I hated it. This was a way to ready myself to move into meaningful work that I loved. And as I had made that transition, I noticed it was so much smoother for me because I wasn't running away from something. And by the time I had given my notice and really let go, I really was in such a place of what I noticed had happened for me is over time, what I'm doing now started to occupy my thoughts more than the other, my other job. And then I knew it was time to move on because I knew at that time then it wouldn't have been fair to anyone. It was just my time to start letting go, give my notice, and move forward into this. And to me, it is such a process, and that's how it worked for me. So when I was dealing with these people that were so difficult and the situations on the job that were just like literally harassing me into expansion, at first, you know, I would rear up my head and my defiance would come up and I'm like, screw these people. I can't believe I have to answer them. And I had such a energy about it that wasn't serving me or anyone else. But when I started to pay attention and go, wow, there's something for me here to learn. This person is challenging me in such a way to bring up something unhealed in me so that I can attend to it. And I can think of one relationship in particular in that industry where all of a sudden I was like, whoa, this is a completely different relationship now with this person because I was different. And that's all I could do is as my energy shifted, I would notice this, the interactions with this person would shift. And this was the amazing bet, like extra bonus of this is then I started to notice everything with my corporate job started getting so much better. So then, of course, instead of me, I've got to get away from this. I need to get out of this. This is a bunch of crap. I don't want to be around this anymore. I started to go, no, it's not about that. This actually is good. And if I need to stay here, I can. But now I really want to move into this thing that I love. And like I said, it seems like such a slight shift, but it's a huge shift. Because then it's not, again, we're not running away from people that are harassing us. We are moving towards something we love. And all we can do is take that one step at a time and move towards each person that creates the challenge in us. Just pay attention. If you have to make it for this next 5 minutes, for this next phone call that I'm with this person, during this meeting that I'm with this person, I'm going to attend to myself. I'm going to choose to stay present with myself and not abandon myself thinking about what are they doing, what's going on in their head, and just go, wow, they're saying this thing right now, and I'm really getting triggered. And then knowing, depending on the meeting, if you're on the phone, it's great because you can tap. And I highly recommend that while you're on the phone, listening to them. If you're getting triggered, it is such an effective time to tap because the emotions are at the surface and they're really in your face, and it's the best possible time to tap. And then when you hang up, you can formalize your tapping a little more if you need to. Even though I can't stand the way this person's treating me, I choose to love and honor myself anyway. And you can go about it that way. But if you look at the whole of it, it's overwhelming. It's too much. If you can take each day and break that down into manageable chunks, if it's during this phone call when I've got to deal with this person, I'm going to attend to myself. During this meeting while I'm in front of this person, I'm just going to keep attending to me and my inner world. And I've done this actually at meetings before where if we're at a table and I'm feeling myself getting triggered, I would just tap underneath the table. And I can't tell you, I think just by the sheer fact that I attended to that, it shifted everything. Then my emotions wouldn't get so high. I would notice that meeting would go better. I remember one time specifically too, being in a meeting that I actually went in there having an expectation that would go well, and it went the opposite. It actually was like, oh my God, this was incredible. And the three of us that went in there together, of course, were doing the talking afterwards, like, oh my God, do you believe that person? I can't believe it came down that way. And started to go down the rabbit hole. And then when I got in my car to be by myself, I was like, oh, there I am. I'm catching myself. I'm bringing this into the forefront even more. I'm talking about it. But then I tapped through it. I just sat in my car in that moment and just did my tapping through it. I cannot tell you by attending to that daily how much that helped me. And again, what I notice with myself and with clients is it's not like all of a sudden that, you know, the red seas part and all of a sudden you're on page. It's these daily little practices, these daily, giving daily attention to those little pieces, to the people that are literally harassing us into expansion, the people that are telling you, first of all, they're great reminders that you want something different in your life. They're giving you contrast and saying, so you can go, yeah, this isn't really where I want to be with my life. But then you can start attending to any resistance that comes up for you around that in it on a daily basis and shift that energy and be gentle with yourself. If you find yourself judging yourself, attend to that first. If it's like, oh God, you know, I let him get to me again, then tap on that. Wow, there I go. Even though I let him get to me again, I choose to love and honor myself anyway. Even though they got to me, at least I caught myself this time and I wasn't as far down the rabbit hole. It's always, too, that place of going to self-acceptance. So if you're in a meeting or you're on a phone call and you find yourself getting charged, triggered, and you start behaving in a way that you're like, oh, God, as soon as you catch yourself, give yourself credit for that. Because I've said this, gosh, at least I caught myself 1,000 feet down the rabbit hole as opposed to 2,000 feet down the rabbit hole. Whatever you can do to make each situation and each scenario a win is awesome, even if it's this. God, I had that phone call with that person, or I had that meeting with this person, and I was being lit up like a pinball machine. I was getting so charged, and I really didn't do anything differently, but I was aware of it. I was so aware of what was going on. That's progress. That's huge, because now what's been unconscious has become conscious to you, and you can attend to it. So when you think about that it that way, and also when you're around those people, and I do love that terminology, the people that are harassing you into expansion, because in truth for me, that's how it's felt at times. It's like that human part of me is like, I feel like I'm being harassed. And the other part of me knows there's something deeper to learn here. And it eases me into it, other than, oh, I've got to be all light and love, and I've got to see the best in that person. Sometimes that's way too big of a step. It's like, no, right now the best I can do is I can tap through how pissed off I am at this person and how much I hate the way I felt they treated me, and attend to that. If you can attend to your truth in the moment, that will do more for you than anything else. So if each day as you go out into your job, and you go, today, I'm going to take this next hour, this next 5 minutes, this next 15 minutes, and I'm just going to attend to this as best I can. And make that a practice. And it is a practice. And then cut yourself slack when you fall asleep at the wheel and go back into that place. Just go, wow, at least I'm calling in more attention to this. It's huge. It's huge. And then when you're around those people, or you know you're going to have to meet up with someone, or even when you run into someone that you're like, whoa, this person is one of those people that's harassing me into expansion, you can attend to that. And I'd heard this said, when we're attending to someone else and what we think is going on for them, we abandon ourselves every time. And this is a way to come back to yourself and not abandon yourself and go, right here, right now, in this moment, I'm paying attention to me. I'm noticing this is how I'm feeling. I notice this is what my mind chatter is saying, and this is what's going on for me. And if I'm in, as soon as I can tap on this myself, I will. But for right now, what I can do is be aware of this. And then when you notice, whoa, I went down the rabbit hole, but I caught myself. I caught myself this time not going as far down the rabbit hole as I might have before. So those little steps that you can do will be huge in your transformational process and help you attend to people that are, quote, harassing you into expansion and making it more of a game for yourself and going, okay, wow, this is cool. I can attend to this more. And it makes it more doable, and it takes away that feeling of being victimized by circumstances. You can use those circumstances to your advantage and to allow that to get you to a better feeling place and to a place where you're like, I am totally headed in the direction of moving towards what I love, instead of I've got to get away from what is bothering me. So, hope you found this really helpful. As always, thanks for being here. Take good care, and we'll hear you next time. Bye-bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download career coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.